T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, I am joined by Erie County Executive Mark Polenkaus and the Erie County Health Commissioner, Dr. Gail Bernstein. We are here to discuss a recent arrest and arraignment of a landlord here in the city of Buffalo who allegedly did not comply with the health department's order, basically, to cease and desist from renting the property that he owned over there on Fargo on the west side of Buffalo. And because of his refusal to abide by the health department's order, which was basically and literally nailed to his door at the property, he is being charged. He was charged on a misdemeanor of violating, willfully violating an order, which is a misdemeanor under the state county law, under the public health law here in New York State. He faces a year in jail. And the message that I am sending out today is that lead poisoning is a serious medical problem. And Dr. Bernstein will talk about it more further as far as the dangers of lead poisoning, but obviously we have a situation here where this landlord had some tenants who were back in his property back in 2016 who tested positive for lead. And then approximately 2 years later, a second child at the premises also had elevated lead levels. And it was after that second time that the health department decided that they weren't going to play nice anymore and try to work with the landlord, which they try to do and solve the deficiencies here and work with him to get this taken care of, that they put up the order to not rent the property out. And again, he allegedly violated that order. So let landlords beware that if you have a apartment, if you have a house, if you have a facility that you are renting out, and you have conditions in there that cause elevated lead levels, you'll be prosecuted. You are on my radar, especially if there are children involved and there are children living there. So, again, I cannot thank Erie County Executive Mark Polenkaus enough for his leadership, along with the health department here, in bringing this to my attention and doing what is necessary to protect the safety of not only the residents here in Erie County, but, as I said, especially children who live in these types of situations. And again, I am, like I said, I am joined here by the county executive. And again, Mark, I can't thank you enough for bringing this to my attention and for your leadership and what you've done to, again, make our children safe. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. District Attorney. And I want to thank you on behalf of the people of Erie County for prosecuting this crime. You and your staff for understanding the severity of this crime. People might say, it's nothing much. But as we all know, lead poisoning is an insidious disease that can cause permanent neurological damage to a child. In 2016, my administration started a number of new initiatives, including funding, putting more money in to ensure that we were taking care of locations across our county that had high lead levels, including providing assistance and funds to landlords so they could go in there and fix the homes and apartments that they rent. So we are taking this seriously in so many different ways. And as the district attorney noted, this is a prosecutable offense. And if you get an order of do not rent from the Department of Health, That means you cannot rent that premises until you fix the reason for not for getting the order. There's various reasons why someone might get an order for do not rent from the Department of Health, but one of them that we're really focused on is specifically is if there is lead paint on the walls and the windows and there is evidence that that lead is being transferred one way or another to a child, whether it's from eating paint off the walls or what most people don't think about but is really something that is very much a problem, especially in older homes. When you lift the window sashes, all that dust that's in the air, a lot of it is lead paint dust, and that can be breathed in by the child. So the parents may not even understand the issue associated with lead paint. A lot of these residences where we have these orders are often individuals who are immigrants, refugees. They may not speak English as their native language, and so they don't understand the issues associated with lead poisoning, but we do. And we know if you don't catch it in time, it can be irreversible. And that's why I thank the district attorney for working so hard with our Department of Health to ensure that this individual would be prosecuted. As the district attorney said, we are sending a message to landlords. If you ignore a do not rent order, you will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. This issue with lead poisoning, as we said, can destroy a child's future. And if we don't get it in time and give them the assistance that they need, they will be permanently harmed. We were talking beforehand, it's really no different than a beating that causes brain damage because this causes permanent neurological damage. So if you are a landlord, you need to know. If you get a do not rent order for any of your facilities, take it seriously. You will be prosecuted. And if you're poisoning our children, we're going to go after you because our most precious resource that we have are the children in our community. And the last thing we want to do is have a little baby, a little child, for no reason of their own, become poisoned because a landlord ignored a do not rent order. With that, I'd like to introduce our health commissioner, Dr. Gail Burstein, who is a noted pediatrician. So she knows about this issue probably more about anyone else here with regards to the impact it can have on a child. I commend her. I commend the staff at the Department of Health for the great work that they do. And once again, I thank the district attorney and his staff for going after this. A lot of people might think that's not a crime. A crime will be basically taking that child's future away from it if you allow that child to stay in that type of residence. That's a crime on its own, and we're going to prosecute the people who do that. Dr. Burstein?
Thank you. Thanks. So we all know that there is no safe level of lead for children. Exposure to even a very small amount of lead, as in household dust or peeling paint, can cause serious and lifelong damage to a child's health and their neurologic development. Buffalo's housing stock is among the oldest in the entire United States, with many houses built before 1978 when lead paint was discontinued due to its toxicity. So we know that thanks to a report last year from the Community Foundation of Greater Buffalo, that 80% of the properties where children are found to have elevated blood lead levels are rental properties like this one. So we have an obligation as a public health department and as a community to protect the most vulnerable in our county, especially our young children. So no matter what zip code they live in, children in Erie County deserve to have a safe place to live, eat, sleep, and play. And so enforcement actions like the one seen in the Buffalo City Court today are a tool that the Erie County Health Department can use to create consequences for property owners who repeatedly fail to comply with basic housing standards and who are choosing to put our children's health at risk instead. So I want to thank our Division of Environmental Health, and I have a couple of leaders here, Jennifer Delaney, who runs Environmental Health, and Tom Mascarella, who runs our lead prevention program. They're real lead heroes in our community, and all our public health sanitarians who run the Lead Safe program. And they actually coordinate case management for young children who show signs of lead exposure. They assist families with young children to reduce exposure to lead hazards. And they provide free and low-cost lead paint remediation and training for qualified property owners. So I'd also like to thank our county executive and our district attorney for working with us to coordinate this arrest. And we hope that this sends a strong message to landlords and property owners that they have a responsibility to their tenants and to the community to make sure that their homes are safe from lead exposure, or else they will see a sign like this in front of their property that will not allow them to rent. So we encourage any concerned Erie County tenants and property owners who have questions about peeling or chipping paint in their rental property or who are looking for resources about lead poisoning prevention or lead hazard reduction, they can check out our website, www.erie.gov/health, or they can call our Erie County Division of Environmental Health at 716-961-6800. So thank you.
The individual has currently a federal charge that's pending for tax problems, and so he is being remanded under the federal charges. So the judge ordered him to continue remanded today. So that is why he's basically in custody now, because he has federal tax charges against him.
With this charge, I don't know if you mentioned how much prison time will he have. I know you said this.
It's up to a year.
Okay.
Yeah, so the max on a misdemeanor is a year.
I have a tenant say I may think I have some type of lead in my rental property. I mean, what can I do to make sure that...
In general?
Well, you can contact our Erie County Health Department Division of Environmental Health and contact them about your concern, and we can send somebody out to the home and do some lead testing of the inside and the interior and the exterior of the home to find out, you know, what the lead situation is in the home. You know, there are home tests. Unfortunately, they're not, they don't perform very well. They're not very accurate. So we think if you want the most accurate information that you work with us, I mean, we'll be able to give you a number and give you advice about what to do with that number and even help you out if you need some resources. I mean, overall, it's part of our mission is to protect children against and adults against lead exposure. It can also affect adults. But the reason that lead exposure is such a problem for young children is especially because under the age of 6 is when their brain is developing. And lead is a neurotoxin, so it kills nerve cells. So we know that children who are chronically exposed to lead have problems with learning. They have problems with behavior like ADHD. They don't perform well in school, and they can struggle throughout life. So, and this is really sad. It's preventable. Like, lead is not a natural element in the environment, and there is no lead level, even one, that is normal. We should not see any lead in anybody's blood.
Can you tell us, we've been covering this for a couple of years now about the lead being in these houses. Has there been a lot of progress made on this now?
Yeah, we are seeing some progress. We record through the New York State Department of Health surveillance system the number of children who have elevated blood lead levels, and that number is declining. So we know we are making some progress. However, it's location, 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 right? So we live in a community with a very old housing stock, and unfortunately, elevated blood lead levels is one of we call the social determinants of health. So most of these individuals are living in poverty. They're living in these houses that are owned by some lords that are not maintaining the houses properly, and so there's peeling, chipping paint, or there's a lot of their windowsills don't work well and they don't have air conditioning. And actually, in the summertime is when we see the highest number of children with elevated blood lead levels. And last summer, we needed to admit several children to the hospital for iron chelation. I mean, that's a very big deal. It's a big procedure, and it has risks associated with it. But it's the only way we can get the lead levels down when they're very, very high.
If I could, just to give you an idea, I actually have the statistics. And in 2010, there were over 400 children that were confirmed with elevated lead levels. There's a deciliter way of figuring it, the blood level of a 10 or above, some even as high as 70 plus. But in 2018, the number had dropped to right around 250. So we are seeing progress. But within any situation like this, you don't want to see any child. You want to see zeros across the board, where no children are unfortunately being exposed to lead, because, as we've noted, it can be permanent neurological damage. And so our goal, even though we've seen progress, is to ensure that that progress continues to the point where it's 000. You often don't see the numbers that we see here in other communities across the country because they may not have the older housing stock like we do. That's a big problem when the vast majority of the homes in the city of Buffalo were built before 1970. And it pretty much guarantee if your house was built before 1978, but especially 1970, you're going to have some lead paint on the walls. And if you live in a house before the 1950s, pretty much every house has lead paint on the walls. So you've got to be able to say that we have an issue because of the older housing stock, and we need to continue to get the information out to the public about the dangers of lead poisoning. And today is an example of what we need to do to tell people we're just not going to tolerate this, because you're stunting a children's future. You're taking it away from it. And the baby doesn't know it. The little toddler doesn't know it. The parents might not know it. Because someone is just too lazy to alleviate a problem that we've identified and then rent it out otherwise.
And one thing to note, too, is that this law that we're using today to prosecute this individual was just enacted in 2014 by the state. So this is the first time that my office has prosecuted someone under the statute. So in answer to your question, not only have they been going down, but I'm hopeful that they're going to continue to go down now, because now this is on my radar, and I, like I said before, I'll be prosecuting these cases to hopefully get that number, as county executive stated, to zero.
What can a landlord do to treat lead contamination or presence in their paint, windows,
anything
like
that?
Just introduce yourself.
Good morning. Tom Muscarella with the Department of Health. Landlords, they should be proactive. They should go through their apartments regularly and look for deteriorated paint conditions. The best way to stop lead poisoning is to make sure there's no chipping, peeling paint, so you're limiting dust production, paint chip production. Keep your windows clean. Replace your windows if you can. A vinyl replacement window is cheap and very, very effective at cutting down the lead dust in a house. So if you're a good landlord, every time you collect the rent, walk through that house. Look for chipping, peeling paint. Touch it up before it becomes a major problem.
Painting over it do anything at all?
Well, ultimately, yeah, that's what you're doing. You're stabilizing the deteriorated situation, then you prime it and paint over it. You're not doing abatement, you're controlling it, and then you're monitoring it over the years.
The two children cited in this case, obviously this long-term effects, but do we know if they're okay, or if they're, you know, they were treated to the point where their, you know, levels were modified?
Well, you know, these children are managed by their healthcare providers, their pediatricians. So they, you know, have been being followed by their pediatricians and by our lead program. And we follow children until their lead level gets below 5 micrograms per deciliter. But, you know, again, this is really a problem of the, you know, of poverty, because, you know, people of wealth who live in the city of Buffalo, they maintain their houses, they invest in them, and we don't see those kids developing lead poisoning. It's really the children that are living in families where they don't own their homes, and the landlords are not willing to invest in the quality of their of the homes that they rent out. They don't want to invest in the time and the effort, and the children are the victims. And so now we have the opportunity to bring them to justice.
Obviously, there's a message going out to landlords. Well, what about the tenants? What do you think this says to tenants as far as empowering them to take action if they see something?
Well, they know now that they can, as Dr. Bernstein just said there, that they can get justice now. The tenants who are living in these deplorable conditions now have an avenue where they can report it to the health department. They know that they're not just going to be monitored and have signs put up and try to get the levels down and, you know, fix the problems, paint it over, prime it over, whatever you got to do, that at the end of the day, there's, quite frankly, more than just painting involved here. They can paint all they want, but if they continue to violate the law, they know now, tenants, they're going to get justice, and justice in the form of prosecution.
So that being said, what effort is being raised to notify residents, the many immigrants
Yes, that question plays into this case here as well, quite frankly. And what we can do is that what we're doing today, we're obviously getting that message out. We're notifying the public that landlords are being prosecuted. We're notifying the public of the dangers of lead poisoning. And as long as this message keeps getting out there, then hopefully, those who are working in the immigrant community here in the city of Buffalo can let those individuals know that, hey, if you got a problem, if you see something wrong, go to the county health department, because the county health department is here to help you in their way of helping people. And my way of helping people is by prosecuting them and seeing if they go to jail.
I can say, so thank you. The lead testing is actually a routine test among children. It's recommended for all children at 12 months of age, and then a repeat test at 24 months of age. And pediatricians who work with families in areas of poverty will oftentimes be more aggressive and do the testing more frequently because they know these children at risk. So it's not just that we have to rely on families to report some dangerous and unfavorable living conditions. These children should be identified through their pediatrician conducting routine lead testing. And then those elevated results come to us, and then we work with the families and the pediatrician and, unfortunately, sometimes Oshai Children's Hospital to help bring those blood levels down. So it's not just, we're not just dependent on the families to report. There is a healthcare system in place that will automatically notify us where that children have elevated blood lead levels.
If I could just please.
Is there a
testing program at the Buffalo City Schools?
No. No, but I will note to further talk about your question, Chris. We have a New Americans Committee in Erie County, and the City of Buffalo has a similar thing, in which it's representatives from each of the communities where English is not the native language participate, and we share information like this, and we will be sharing information like this to the liaisons from the communities, because then they can go into the community and speak the native language and let these individuals know that help is available. We also offer, and as needed, we can actually have interpreters available. We do that through the language line in Erie County, especially our Department of Social Services, but it is available for the Department of Health as well. And we also will, and we are in the process of translating a number of very important forms and documents to many different languages as part of what we're doing through our language access plan in Erie County. And you can be assured that some of the information regarding the hazards of lead paint and lead poisoning will be part of that, those documents that we share with these communities that for the most visibly used, the most spoken languages that are not English in our community, which are a lot different than they were 20 or 30 years ago, and certainly a lot different than they were 40 or 50 years ago.
If I can just answer your question about lead testing in schools, where lead does the most damage to children is before the age of 6. And so pediatricians are testing their patients by 12 months of age, and the second one at least by 24 months of age. So if we waited till the children entered school, there would already be a lot of damage done. Often also, this is a health issue. It's a medical issue. And so these children need to be medically managed by the healthcare systems, and the school's not able to do that. So we really need to keep this testing and management in the medical home with the pediatricians and family medicine providers that know the families and can work with them and work with us.
You became aware of these two children because it's part of the healthcare system and it went through your...
Right.
Fair to say they were under 24 months?
Well, I'm not really sure. Do you remember how old they were?
I don't think we can reveal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.